Is hacking ever justified?
Hacking has become a big part of modern life. Every day, governments, organizations, businesses, and individuals are at risk of having their private information stolen and revealed. In fact, a University of Maryland study has shown that one hacking attempt takes place about every 39 seconds. Everyone can probably agree that most kinds of hacking are wrong, such as stealing customers' financial data or removing photos from celebrities' phones. But what about when hacking reveals that something illegal has taken place, or when it exposes corruption? Are there any situations where hacking is actually justified? Hacking and businesses. Take these cases, for example. In recent years, major international law firms have been hacked. Information from the firms, which included millions of personal documents, was passed on to journalists who published some of it on their news sites. Through these hacks, the public learned how some of the world's richest, most powerful people were spending and managing their money, in some cases even to avoid paying taxes. When this information was revealed, a lot of people were surprised and angry. They felt that the hacks were justified because they showed how the rich and powerful have access to systems that other people don't. They strongly believed that the public had the right to know this kind of information. Not everyone, however, agreed that the ends justified the means. They thought that even the rich and powerful deserved to keep their information private. They also worried that if it was okay to hack these people, what could protect other people? Hacking and governments. Other situations have involved individuals and organizations that have attempted to hack into governments, either their own or foreign ones. Sometimes these hackers manage to get sensitive information that they hand over to journalists or publish on their own websites for the whole world to see. This information often contains personal details about government officials and confidential documents about government programs and operations. People have very different opinions about this kind of hacking. On the one hand, some people believe that it is helpful to show what governments and government officials are doing. They claim that this enables citizens to be more aware of their leaders' actions in order to prevent things like corruption. On the other hand, critics say that these hackers go too far and are doing something potentially dangerous. They are concerned that this kind of hacking could reveal national secrets, jeopardize people's careers, or even endanger their lives. Looking ahead to the future. In all these situations, there are strong arguments for and against hacking and revealing private information to the public. Now that everyone is so connected to technology, cases like these are very likely to happen again. In the future, will people agree that hacking can ever be justified? Will the public's right to know information ever outweigh individual privacy and national security? These questions remain to be answered, but everyone can agree on at least one thing. This debate about hacking is going to come up again.